It's Ray and Adam, joined by the guys from Tinelli on The Big Breakfast this morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, very well. We're actually a bit more energetic than you guys probably, because for us it's about, 1pm right now. So we're looking for lunch while you guys are looking for coffee.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. And you know what? Thanks for the mention on Twitter. We were very impressed by that.
No problem.
We're like, wow, we're like celebrities now. We're not that famous, though.
Oh, come on. You must be.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
You got a bit of a listener base, no?
We have a little bunch of regular listeners, but...
They tune in for 5 minutes and they realise we're complete idiots and change stations.
Surely not.
You just throw a fish out there, for example. Hey, free CD now, give us a call, and then that's it. Bang, game over.
That's it.
Now, of course, you guys are an upcoming, I guess, Aussie sort of act. There's heaps of upcoming acts in the Aussie music industry.
Yeah, there are indeed.
Not to, promote other acts, but there are some really good ones out there. Can you name a few that you're sort of enjoying at the moment?
There's a great band by the name of Duke Cartel that we played with last week. They're doing a lot of work in the States, but they're fantastic guys. They're really good to work with, and their stage performance and their music is absolutely phenomenal. So they're one of my key inspirations right now.
Duke Cartel, of course, featuring Toby Rand, who was a part of Rockstar Supernova.
That's right, yeah.
And we play a few of their tracks on the station, so it's good to hear. And just got to make a point, what's with the video cameras there, bud? This is making us even more famous than it is.
And we're actually filming a bit of a rockumentary. An acoustic rockumentary, if I may. We're going around to a number of stations today to strut our stuff, and we're bringing the camera along with us because this is actually forming part of a national tour that we're doing around all the major centres in Australia. So we're kind of going to make a bit of a documentary of our shows, and this is actually the first one, so...
Yes.
There you go.
Nice. So what's the plan with the rockumentary at the end?
We'll see how it comes up, and hopefully it is good enough to actually release it.
It says here that your tour of 2010 will be the unplugged sessions as opposed to a big rock show. Is there a reason why you've decided to use an unplugged or an acoustic sort of set rather than a rock sort of one as your first major tour?
Yep, so that Unplugged Sessions tour is basically just for this month.
Yep.
And it's not our major tour for the year. We're actually releasing a new song called Crossing Paths in mid-February, and the major tour is going to follow up after that release. So at the moment, we're just warming up the listeners' ears with acoustic versions of our music and giving you a sample of our music.
A bit of foreplay before the
big. That's it.
I believe late last year you guys signed an international record deal. Is that right?
It was an international distribution deal. So that's basically allowing us now to get our music into Asian markets. So we have signed with a distributor that goes out into 14 Asian countries. Work hasn't started with that yet, but obviously with the new release coming out, we'll be looking at getting that out there later in the year as well.
Looking forward to some big things with Tinelli, and you've got your guitars ready and waiting. What are you going to play for us this morning?
Out of Control. It's our current single that's out at the moment. So Out of Control was written... about a club called the 27 Club, which is, if you Google it, you'll be able to see exactly in detail what it's about. But in essence, it's about the rock stars that have died at the age of 27. So you've got people like Jim Morrison in there, Kurt Cobain, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, just to name a few of the big ones. But there is actually a large list of people that have died at that age. And it's actually uncanny, but we're fine. We're all past that age, so nothing to worry about. So the song talks about those characters. And we've just finished mixing our film clip, which we've got a producer by the name of Gareth McGilvray, who's doing that in Melbourne. And we just got the final cut yesterday, actually. It's looking really, really good. So we're going to get it out to Rage and to all the other media outlets very soon. So hopefully you'll be able to catch that as well.
Sounds fantastic. So you're going to play Out of Control. Let's take it away.